Henry does it over at Easton. They do it with rubber chickens over there twice a year with a big fly-in group with the Yaks and the CJs, a big formation group. They're doing it again over there the week after we're doing it here. Their third annual, what they call it, their third annual chicken drop.
That's pretty cool. I don't know what the...
It's become real popular with Easton. They get thousands of people come out just to watch them do it. They drag an old pickup truck out in the middle of the airport and try to hit it. They try to get the rubber chicken in the bed of the pickup truck.
Did they ever take the airport manager out there? Has that ever been done?
I don't know. If be too busy in the dunking tank that day.
We'll look at the safety.
We'll talk about it. It can be done safely. It's just a matter of can it be done without giving certain people heartburn. We've been doing it for years. We used to do it over Cambridge before we started doing it over here. We did it over here for a number of years, when we had the Warbird fly-ins over here. We used to drag an old Cherokee 140, the remains of it, out into the middle of the airfield out there, into the infield, the other side, 422, and try to hit it.
Well, I wonder if in this committee's sort of the mission statement is to advise council. So I wonder if we could...
And the airport manager.
Check the bylaws. But anyway, to advise the airport manager and the council. I wonder if we could or should something like this make a motion that said we think it's a good idea. We can't approve it because we don't know anything about the insurance.
Let us bring it back. I'm just telling you.
By the time it comes back, it's going to be. We're probably not going to meet again until September.
It's kind of up to the Wings and Wheels Committee.
I'm just suggesting that. It seems like the kind of thing that council might say, well, we don't know if that's a good or a bad idea, but we're supposed to be the people with more intimate knowledge of airport operations. We could say that someone could say, well, the committee thought it was a good idea, but it's really up to the council because you've got insurance, there's liability, there's, airport operations issues, and then you could,
Really comes within purview of, Jim as the airport manager.
I'm not questioning Jim's. I'm not even saying it's not up to Jim's authority. I'm just saying it's a non-binding recommendation to the council. It's in this instance that we think it's not a bad idea. That doesn't mean we.
He works reviewing. Recommend that the advisory group would recommend.
We don't have anything to present to consider yet. From Wings and Wheels.
It's fair enough. I'm just
saying
in the future.
What we've always done in the past is we've always done the event. What we've done is we take off out of here. All the people to attend an event see as the airplanes take off and come back. We've been doing it over at Alan Corman's strip about 5 miles from here. The folks on the committee were wanting to know, is there any way we could do it here as part of for something for people to see? There's nothing safer you can do. You could hit somebody in the head and one of these things. It couldn't hurt them.
What? How come you chose to do it at Corman's to begin with and not do it here?
We figured Jim would have heartburn over it.
Oh, okay.
And or the FAA. The first time I called the Philadelphia FISDO and asked about it a number of years ago, I got sort of a stammering response. I said, well, just forget it. Last thing we want to do is have the Philadelphia FISDO, which is not one of the most popular ones in the country, down here watching everything that's going on. But, they have also, though, over the years, saw that we've run this event year after year perfectly safely. We control the crowds. Paul Basilotta has been down here a couple of times because I've seen him. I saw him down here either last year or year before. One of the others saw him right there in the crowd. So they've been coming down. They know we're doing a fine event. So the only thing in FARs is, pilots responsible for anything that they, drop out of the airplane.
And it's legal as long as you take adequate safety precautions, I think is what it says.
Yeah. All right, well, if we're not making any formal action on this item, I'd say we just move to item A, unless there's any other update on the Wings and Wheels.
That's really the only thing. Okay. Otherwise, it's going to be pretty much as before. But I tell you, the event, it's really grown to be a real popular event.
Now that we got the weekend, we're not conflicted with other major events. I think that's helped out too.
Always people just remember first weekend in October coming to Georgetown. That's what I keep telling people. First weekend in October. A lot of the same guys that's going to be over in Easton have all said they want to come over here next year.
All right, very good. All right. Item E, wildlife, any update to that?
No.